نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد قد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات وذكر الحكيم إنه تعالى جواد كريم ملك بر رؤوف رحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. To all the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us, and we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this gift of iman that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. This valuable gift of iman is such a gift that the entire world and whatever it contains is placed on the one pin of the scale. And this iman that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us is placed on the other pin of the scale, then this iman will outweigh the entire world and whatever it contains. Because this iman is that which is going to bring us in complete salvation, not only in this world, but in the hereafter as well. The main criteria on the day of Qiyamah is whether a person has iman or he does not have iman. If a person has iman, then inevitably, one time or the other, even though through his sins he might be entered into Jahannam, Allah Ta'ala save us, but if a person is entered into Jahannam, and for no matter how much time he remains there, because of this iman, inshallah, one day is one day, he will be taken out of the fire of Jahannam and be put into Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from time to time, he gives us opportunities, gives us time, gives us different ways of gaining nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the best ways that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put forward for us is this blessed month of the month of Ramadan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful and so generous that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies our reward manifold. We know that for one farad act that a person performs in the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies it 70-fold. And then a nafal act that is performed or a sunnah act that is performed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants the person a reward of a farad act. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that as-sawmu li, that fasting is for me, and I am the one that will give the reward for that fast. So we know how generous Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us with numerous bounties on the day of Qiyamah and even in this world, just for the fast that a person has kept. If we look just at a brief example of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how generous Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, we take for example that if a person recites one subhanallah, then a person gets a tree in Jannah. And the size of this tree in Jannah is that if a horse, the fastest Arabian horse, with the fastest rider, has to ride continuously, non-stop, for 100 years, then we find that this horse and the rider will get tired, but it will not complete the shade of this tree. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed in this tree such fruit that will always be there, that will be always ripe. A person does not have to wait for the season of that fruit. A person plucks this fruit, immediately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replaces the fruit on that tree. So this is the generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is willing to give us just for one subhanallah. If a person recites 10 times Surah Ikhlas, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants a palace to this person in Jannah. And a palace of Jannah is no ordinary palace like the palaces of this world, like a building of this world. No matter how big it is, how huge it is, how exotic it might be, how the latest technology and the latest architecture within it, but sooner or later, after 50 years, 100 years, 200 years, it will become outdated and it will no longer exist. And even if it has to stay on as a monument or as a fact, it has to remain for 200 or 300 years on, but we find that it will still be regarded as redundant. People will no longer use it, or it will be just there for sightseeing purposes, whereas the palaces of Jannah are there, which will remain forever and forever till eternity. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases the beauty of such palaces over and over again. Now how merciful is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that in the month of Ramadan, if a person has to do these same actions, then they are multiplied from anything from 10 times up to 70 times. And some ulama mention that the 70 times, whenever it is mentioned, it is not mentioned for the limit of 70 times, but it is to show kathrat, it is to show many times, like how the mother will tell the child, if the child doesn't clean the room or does not do the homework or does not listen, it says, I told you 100 times in our context, or I've told you 1,000,000 times. So it shows many times, it will be multiplied. And the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is endless, and the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are endless. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us this opportunity. The blessed month of Ramadan is to start soon. In some countries it has started already, but here we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us these bounties over and over again. How unfortunate is that person that this blessed month of Ramadan is on his doorstep and he does not take maximum benefit of this blessed month of Ramadan. Our month of Ramadan is such a month that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed the blessed Quran Kareem. Shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran hudan linnas, for the hidayat of mankind, for the benefit of mankind. And Ramadan is the month of the Quran. If how much we're going to recite the Quran in the month of Ramadan, that is how much of benefit we're going to get. And this will carry us through the entire year. But look how merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is again. That person, man qara harfan min kitabillah كتب الله لو عشر أمثالها أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام, that person that recites just one letter from the Quran Kareem, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala writes for this person 10 rewards. Then if a person looks at the letters of the Quran Kareem, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam further explains in the hadith that they do not say that alif lam mim is one letter, but alif is one letter, lam is one letter, and mim is one letter. So imagine, just for reciting alif lam mim, a person will receive 30 rewards. And in the Quran Kareem, we know how many letters are there in the Quran Kareem. There are numerous amount of letters, thousands of letters in the Quran Kareem. Now imagine in the month of Ramadan, this is going to be multiplied minimum 10 times up to 70 times. So how unfortunate again we say of that person that the blessed month of Ramadan is here and this opportunity is there to recite the Quran Kareem, and yet a person does not avail himself to recite the Quran Kareem. So we should take maximum benefit of this blessed month of Ramadan and try to recite as much as Quran as possible. And it is not a very daunting task, it's not a very difficult task. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has locked up the shayateen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us fasting, where with the benefit of fasting the nafs becomes under control, the self esteem of a person becomes it becomes controlled, where a person is able to control his desires, a person is able to do more ibadat, the environment of doing good is there, so it is easier, much more easier for a person to do good deeds. So all we have to do is space our day out, work our time correctly. At the time of sahri, recite some portion of the Quran Kareem. At the time of dhuhr salah, or fajr salah, dhuhr salah, asr salah, maghrib, isha, alhamdulillah, 2 months in advance, like how we recite the dua, Allahumma barik lana fi rajab wa sha'ban wa balighna ramadan, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must make us reach the blessed month of Ramadan. But we find that even 2 months in advance, the ladies start preparing for the blessed month of Ramadan, all the different types of savories, etc., and try to, so that in the month of Ramadan, it becomes easier for us to do ibadat. Now, How will it be that we've been preparing for so long, and yet in the month of Ramadan we are looking now for extra things to do, extra desserts to make, and extra course meals to do, and extra inviting of different guests? These things, a person to a certain extent should abstain from it. Why? Because it absorbs a lot of a person's time. When a person has to sit the entire day to prepare for things that are going to take a person's time away, rather involve a person's time in ibadat. Use the time correctly, especially the time between Asr and Maghrib. Prepare the iftar before time, put it in a warmer, put it in a hot pot, or keep it prepared one side. But that golden moment, the golden moment when du'as are accepted, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ready to give us, to fulfill our needs. We all are in need, some in some need. Some person might be sick in our family, we might be sick, some person might have debts, a person might be going through some financial problem, they might be going through marital problems, a person is looking for a spouse, a person intends to go for Hajj, a person intends to go for Umrah, a person wants to buy a car, a person wants to do something, always something, and something is playing on a person's mind, things are not going right at work. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us a golden moment to make dua. Let us take out the time to make dua, to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The person, fasting person, his dua is accepted at the time of iftar. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it such and make it easy for us that we take maximum benefit of this blessed month of Ramadan, and we do as much as possible that we can gain near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our intention should be that, Ya Allah, I want to build this habit within me that this whatever good deeds I'm going to be trying to do in the month of Ramadan, inshallah, Ya Allah, you make it such that it continues with me for the rest of my life, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you make it easy for me, Ya Allah, for me to change my life. Why? Because things are changing around. We don't know how long we're going to live, how long we have left in this world. Young people are passing away of small things, of a headache, of a stomach ache. A small accident takes place and we find that the people are leaving this world. Ya Allah, we don't know when our time is next. So ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from us. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for us. Inshallah, everyone have a blessed month of Ramadan. Remember us in your du'as, inshallah. Remember the Muslim Ummah in your du'as, where the Muslim Ummah is suffering. And alhamdulillah, we might be having a plate of food on the table. We might be having some savouries. We might be having extras. And even if we don't have that, but at least we have something to break our fast with. We have a simple meal on our table. Think of those that don't even have a slice of bread, don't even know when the next iftar is going to come from.
الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم اجعلنا مقيم الصلاة من ذريتنا ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذنا ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.